Why Vayakel? The question at the end of Chumash Mos. This year, a leap year, we ask it this week and next week. Why Vayakel? Why Pikudei? It seems like pure repetition. When does the Torah ever tell us not only that Hashem told this to Moshe, but that Moshe then repeated it to Klal Yisrael? First Ramban, this week's parasha, holds, I believe, the key. There's a world difference between Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakel Pikudei. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mishkan, and how it would serve as a vehicle for Vashachanti Besochem when the Jews were pristine and pure. Moshe only tells them about it in Vayakel Pikudei after the Chet HaEgel. You might have thought, okay, you can bring a Mishkan, but it won't be deluxe. You might have thought, you can make a Mishkan, but it's not actually going to bring Hashraas HaShchina. Every single detail in Vayakel is there, as it was in Truma. And Pikudei ends with the fact that not only did they build everything, but it worked. It was Hashraas HaShchina, as Ramban tells us at the beginning of Shmos, to rival that which the others enjoyed. Not only does tshuva work, you can get to exactly where you could have been. Just because I tripped and fell doesn't mean I should give up on being great. Have a wonderful Shabbos.